Cell phone use continues to increase. Today's topic is how to use mobile or cell phone marketing to turn those cell phone users into your customers.
Today's podcast is brought to you by MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com. Mark Adams is a serial entrepreneur who has started, built, and sold 6 businesses. Currently, he and his team help companies all over the world dramatically increase their sales by using his proven marketing systems to create, implement, and automate their marketing plans. If you'd like to learn more about today's topic or schedule a free 30-minute consultation to talk about your company's marketing, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button. Enjoy today's podcast. Here's our founder and CEO, Mark Adams.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this session of the Marketing Brief, where we help you improve your marketing in just a minute or two. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. Since the beginning of advertising, smart advertisers have used the technology of the day to go where people are. I can't help but think of newspapers, then radio, TV, now the internet. Well, one of the technologies of this day is mobile or cell phone ads. Mobile ads can be created and targeted to your potential mobile customers in a variety of ways. For instance, when a potential customer is in their car in your area looking for your type of business, when they open up, say, Google Maps on their cell phone, what if in that exact time an ad came up for your company? What if it showed up at that very moment? They could click in it and get additional information, directions, and even a phone number to your business. What if they're looking at a site that features reviews, trying to decide on what company to choose, and your ad pops up at that particular moment? What if you're looking at a YouTube video of a relevant content on their cell phone and your ad shows up? All of this for as little as 2 cents per click. It gets better. In the days past of advertising, you put your ad in some type of media like print, radio, or TV, and you simply hoped it worked. There was no reasonable way to measure your results. The ad salesperson would always say something like, "A lot of people will come in without knowing where they'd heard or saw the ad." Really? That's how you want to run your business, throw it against the wall and hope it sticks? Okay, I've done that, dude, but today you don't have to do that. Well, here's where it gets better. Each of those clicks I mentioned can be measured and tracked. You can almost instantly know if your ad is being clicked and how many times. Moreover, if you send each ad to a different place, like a separate phone number or a different website page, you can actively tell how effective each ad really is. Better yet, you could even track the sales off each ad by the type of purchases made. Just think, with a little time, you could drill down to the most effective and productive ads and only use those. I'd say just a little better than those old mass media ads. Mobile ads aren't for everybody, but for most businesses, they do have a place in your marketing arsenal. I do understand we had a very short conversation today, but I just want to give you a quick overview on what mobile marketing is and what it can do. I hope this has been helpful, and good luck on your marketing. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation to discuss how to better market your business, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button.